This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Ray Kellenberger and Will Tankerberry from the Litchfield VFW and American Legion. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Thank you for having us.
And we are here to talk about a planned celebration coming up later this month to honor our Vietnam War veterans. And Ray, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
On March 27th of last year, the Senate approved a resolution 55 to declare March 30th as Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. And the state of Illinois also approved last year with resolution 55 to approve March 30th is Vietnam Veterans Day.
Tell us a little bit. The 30th is fast approaching. What's in store for Litchfield residents on the 30th? What can they expect?
On the 30th, the post is going to be hosting an open house. It'll start at 2:00. Any Vietnam veteran is welcome. We're going to have some food, refreshments. Last year we only had 3 days last year to plan it, and we had roughly 60-70 Vietnam vets. So this year, get it out a little bit earlier, and hopefully we can get more vets involved.
Now, tell me a little bit the preparation for this event. How did that all come about? Was this easy to plan, or did this take some work?
Yes, it's been pretty hard so far. We're trying to get everybody that we can involved in this. We've got a lot of people that are volunteered, and it's time. It's way overdue.
And, of course, we've got a lot of, I'm looking at the list here, there's quite a few groups, civic organizations in the city of Litchfield that's involved with this and is helping out. Tell us a little bit about who all is helping out to help you guys put this on.
Well, so far we have the city of Litchfield, we have Montgomery County, we have the VAC, we have the VFW, AMVETS, Eagles, American Legion, Moose, Patriot Guard Riders are going to help us, National Guard, and the color guards throughout the county.
And then, of course, I'm looking at the itinerary for the 30th, and there's going to be a parade on the 30th. And I know on the 31st, there's going to be a parade. Tell us a little bit about the parade.
Well, right now, we're just in the baby steps. We don't have anything in pat yet. Excuse me. We do have the parade route. The parade route's going to start at Siler School, go north on State Street to Kirkham, and then east on Kirkham over to the Veterans Memorial.
And then after the parade, I'm assuming there may be a special ceremony maybe following the parade?
We're going to have some speakers. We'll have an honorary roll call of the deceased veterans in the Vietnam War. Honor as many people as we can.
How many Vietnam veterans are there in Litchfield? Do you have a number?
Yeah, in Litchfield we have, in Litchfield on our memorial we have 600.
600?
Veterans, that's right. And in Hillsboro we have 880 veterans. So a combination there that would be close to, counting the one from Nokomis and some of the other areas, would probably bring it up pretty close to 2,000.
2,000
veterans, yes.
And then they would be involved. This is just not a Litchfield thing. This is a county thing.
Right, yes.
Where Hillsboro Vietnam veterans, Nokomis Vietnam veterans,
yes,
so on and so forth could participate.
And including even over in Gillespie and some in Macoupin County area.
And this sounds like a good idea, and kudos for you guys on putting out this great effort to honor the Vietnam War veterans. And Ray, swing the mic to you here, and this is like you said, this is a long time coming.
It absolutely is. It's way overdue. When we came home, we weren't given the respect that we deserved. I mean, we were doing a job, and I won't go into all that, but now it's up to the citizens to give the Vietnam vet the support, the respect that they deserve. It's way overdue, and anything that the public can do, or just be there to support and honor them, if That would be the best thing we could do.
And, of course, let's roll over the itinerary again for the 30th and 31st, because it's going to carry over 2 days here.
Right.
What again, as we come to a close, what can they expect on the 30th and 31st of this month?
Okay, March 30th, 2 p.m., the Post is going to host an open house. Any Vietnam veterans welcome to come in. We'll have food. We'll have beverage. We'll have a full day of comradeship, and, you know, we just enjoy each other. Then on Saturday the 31st at 1 p.m. we're going to have the parade, and then we'll have a ceremony after the parade at the Veterans Memorial. All the details aren't worked out yet, but we'll have everything in a paper, and everybody will know what's going on.
All right. Ray, Will, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on this endeavor. Congratulations on an awesome job, and I know this takes a lot of planning, but I think this is going to be something worthwhile, and anything else we need to mention as we come to a close?
Yes, I contacted the Adjutant General's office in Springfield, Illinois for the National Guard, and I've asked for a speaker from there, and they've assured me that we'll have a speaker from the National Guard people in Springfield. And also just a point, you know, in the Vietnam War, we lost 58,516 servicemen, so that's a... That was a terrible loss to our nation. So we want to welcome these guys back. They never got a proper welcome back. And another thing, on the honor flight, we're going to start taking Korean War veterans in May. We got probably an aircraft loaded with Korean War veterans. Of course, of World War II will get priority, but it'll be mostly Korean War veterans on that flight in May. And then after that, we'll start taking in Vietnam veterans to Washington to see the wall, Vietnam Wall.
All right, and you know, I was thinking about this during our conversation. We have the armory in Litchfield. There is a huge military armed forces tradition in the city of Litchfield, and that you mentioned that we were talking off air, the Veterans Memorial Gardens, and that anytime the VFW, AMVETS, anything with military, it seems like Litchfield in this county always steps up and supports that project, and this yes. just makes you feel good.
Yes, another thing about the National Guard here, you know, I was looking at the VFW magazine, and they showed 500 National Guardsmen killed over in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
500, and that was, you know, that's, people just didn't realize that, but they've been called up 3 or 4 times, so they've been, we need to honor them too, but sure, good.
And also, if I may add, we had some women that were in Vietnam, too. These women are more than happy, you know, they can participate with us. We're brothers and sisters, so let's honor them, too.
All right. Ray, well, it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Ray Kellenberger and Will Tackerberry from the Litchfield VFW and American Legion. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.